I'm not even really looking at it like that. It's still a business trip. Of course, we're going to have a lot of time to get some karate and things like that, but I'm more looking forward to bringing back two wins and, you know, coming back and get ready for the Rams. But first thing and foremost, we got to beat the Arizona, but it's still a business trip.
How strange will it feel to go out there for a game and not come home right away?
Yeah, it is going to be different. It's definitely going to be an adjustment, but I think as us as professionals, we're going to know how to handle it. And I think guys are going to have to make smart decisions, you know, away from, you know, being away from the hotel and being away from, you know, Nashville.
Marcus said tops on his list is In-N-Out Burger. I thought maybe something a little more exciting than that. What about you?
I had In-N-Out last time we was in L.A. We played the Chargers. And I think it was it was actually San Diego, but I think it was overrated in my opinion. It's cool. I actually like Whataburger better, but I think, you know, people are going to argue with me on that one.
This trip coming, when it's coming, at such a critical point in the season. I mean, we're going to find out what this team's made up these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, for sure. This is definitely going to be a big challenge for us. You know, two road games, staying all the way on the West Coast for the entire time. It's going to be a big challenge, but I think, you know, us being a mature team, we've shown maturity in this entire year. I think we'll be mature enough to handle it.
I'm sure you're a guy that watched Larry Fitzgerald growing up. Now you're going to be on the same field with him. What are your thoughts on how well he's been able to play at this advanced
right.
age?
Yeah, I remember a few years ago watching him make that run back in 08, and he's a great receiver. He's been doing it for so long, and he's still one of the best receivers in the league today. So, you know, stopping the run, of course, is number one priority, but we have to, you know, eliminate number 11, make sure that he's a non-factor in this game.
Kevin, they're last in the league against the run. You guys have been really effective in stopping. Right. Is there any chance that you guys plan for, hey, they may just abandon the run and just start chucking it?
Nah, I mean, especially if AP is playing. If AP is playing, we know we definitely have to stop him. He's a Hall of Fame runner as well. But they have been struggling, but I think as a team, they still have great athletes. They have a lot of speed demons on the outside. They have Larry on the inside who's pretty much doing all the dirty work. So they're still a good team. We just had to stop the run, contain 11. I think we'll be good.
But when you guys faced the Steelers, they didn't really try to run it. They just kind of came out and threw it. Right. Does that kind of help you guys get ready for if that does happen against Arizona? You've kind of experienced something like that before?
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility because, just like you said, Steelers, I think they came out knowing that we was pretty good in the run. So they came out passing. It's a possibility. But I think if they're smart, they'll try to get the running game going, especially being in front of their home crowd.